This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
John Fanta coming up in 1 hour's time. Nick Wilson, Jonathan Peter. 1 hour. Why do we keep doing that at 3 o'clock? John Fanta coming up in 20 minutes time. He has some strong opinions on what happened with the Cavaliers and where do you go from here with the Cavaliers. And just as a quick aside, like, there is a part of me that thinks Darius is just getting a free pass. That's very heavy handed the way that came out. But like, we're analyzing the Jarrett fit, which makes total sense to me. And Jarrett hasn't done this. Jarrett hasn't done that. He's not this. He's not that. Fine. But we're not willing to have those same conversations with Darius. And I think if you want to get better, you have to.
I think people are willing to have those conversations. I think it's just easier to default to, well, Jarrett Allen is the least valuable of the core four, so I'm going to go ahead and just chop him off and we'll move forward.
Does that mean DeAndre Hunter finally becomes part of the core four for you?
No. If either one of the core four, we need to make this mandate clear right now. If any one of the core four gets traded, we come up with a new term.
I've got it.
We are not replacing and putting DeAndre Hunter in and saying core four.
The CLE3.
I actually don't hate it. It won't come off well if I'm like, the CLE3. It won't work for me.
Yeah.
Because it's very hard to do that in like an impassioned argument.
Yeah.
To go ahead and spell it out, CLE3. Also, then in the T-shirt game, are we like doing like a C-L-E?
Yeah.
Or are we just going straight across CLE3?
I think we can do either, but both.
I mean, I love
neither.
I love that it
definitely
obviously
one of those
rhymes. I love that it rhymes.
Uh-huh.
That's like the only really main component in any of this is that it rhymes.
It's
and it also
rhyme
has a vocal
or
fit.
Be alliterative.
Yeah. So I don't hate it. It's going to make it really hard. I'll shorten it and I'll be like the Clee 3 maybe.
Ooh, I don't like the Clee 3.
Well, I mean, that's the problem though.
What about the 3 Clee? No,
this is like when naming children though. You can't just think of the name. You have to think of what happens with the nickname, right?
Uh-huh.
Like if I name my kid, I don't know, Chloe, for instance, I got to think about the people being like Coco. What's going on? Yeah. You know, like, you got to think about these other things. You can't just expect the name to be the name.
You think people will go from Chloe to Coco?
I think so, yeah.
That's fair because I haven't met a Coco that isn't a stripper. So that's a fair, as a dad, that's a very fair.
You just got to think about it.
That's a great stripper name, by the way.
You got to think about all these things.
You keep the hustle up there, young lady.
Some people might like Coco.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I think a lot of people do like Coco. I like hot Coco, but I'm talking about the drink, not about hot Coco coming to a stage near you soon.
We spent too much time together now because I could tell, and I was like, in his brain, he's going to say hot cocoa now.
Yep.
Like, I knew you were going to hot cocoa.
I think
cocoa.
That's chemistry. I think
is that what that is?
Yeah. You got your teases, you've got your resets, and then PDs are always like, well, chemistry. I'm like, I've listened to that show. That show has no chemistry, but not you.
Show me your tricks, big boy.
I never saw the Clee 3 coming, though. I'll say that.
I'll tell you. Nobody did.
Keep,
and now
keep us
here
on our toes. So the point is that we got to come up with new branding. DeAndre Hunter doesn't get squeezed in, and then we force this core four thing anymore.
If one of them 20 points a game last year.
If one of them gets traded.
That sounds like a core member to me.
If one of them gets traded, we got to rebrand this thing.
Is it because he got traded for second round picks? Because Jared Allen only got traded for one first round pick.
Well, so if Jared Allen does get moved, he would be the one person that I think people would try to just replace him like he was a member of a band and act like it never happened.
Like he was Pete Best and all of a sudden you replaced him with Ringo Starr.
I could see people thinking that, yeah.
216-474-0092. If specifically if Jared Allen gets traded, do we just inch DeAndre Hunter into the core four? Well, I'll tell you this. Channing Frye, good guy. That also rhymed. Not a crime. I'll do some time. Nice try, Fatty. And drink some lime. Channing Frye. We love Channing Frye in this town. I will say, our guy on the latest edition of the Road Driven podcast went about as hard as you possibly could at Jared Allen.
Jared Allen is not a playoff big man. He is not physically dominant. He is not aggressive. Is he a good dude? Absolutely. Is he a great regular season all-star caliber player? Absolutely. Do you know what bothered me the most about that series? Do you ever watch the film on when DeAndre Hunter got hit in his stomach and everyone ran over him? Mm-hmm. Do you ever watch when there's a little scuffle where he is at all times? At some point, as the main dude, you gotta f*** somebody up once in a while. He is a great NBA player. If you want to win a chip, no other big man respects him.
All right. That's a lot. I mean, that is...
No other big man respects
that
him?
That is... And he, okay. My problem is, are we just basing this off this year? And Channing even went a little farther. Channing kind of mocked him for the rib injury a year ago. That to me is too personal. Like, I
that's Morris territory.
Yeah, a lot of NBA players have taken shots at Jared for that. I think you're talking about an injury, like a generic injury, without knowing the definitive specifics. I think that's the Cavs failed Jared Allen by not just being like, dude had a broken rib, or like basically making it very apparent what he was going through. They just said rib injury, rib sprain, something like that. So that was the Cavs, and they've done that with Darius in this the Miami or the end of the Miami series and Indy series as well. Oh, it's a toe injury, a greater toe injury. Now here's the thing. He's not wrong. My big issue with what Channing had to say is he went to such a degree that I think it was unfair to Jared. I do think Jared is not a naturally tough, bruising post player. I do think there are times where he disappears. Some of that's just his game. Like he is not like he is a rim running big still for all the development that he's done. He doesn't shoot a lot of threes. There aren't like multi-levels to his offensive game. Defensively, he can be attacked if he's not giving you offensively anything. So, like, I agree to some extent. I just think Channing went too hard in the paint.
Yeah, I don't know if he was trying to just make a point or if this is the type of thing he's just fed up with it. Like, if it's just been 3 years now, maybe he feels like everyone else doesn't see the same message that he's trying to put out there. Although we've been talking about it now, really since the season ended, about how Jared in the playoffs seems like a different player than Jared in the regular season.
What I struggle with is, in the Orlando series, go back and watch those four games he played before the rib injury. He was their toughest player by far. I mean, Jared put boots to asses in those first four games in a way that, like, we were looking around at the time at the station and going, who is this dude? Because he's a maniac.
But it's tough because in the big picture, the phrase is going to, and how this is going to be really worded out in the NBA world is he was the author of the lights are too bright in the Knicks series. And then he did have this injury. And if people like Channing thinks that he was just weak or whatever it was associated with it, it wipes away whatever he did in the four games with Orlando. And then you have this series where, yeah, I mean, he wasn't good in the Pacers series. There's no lipstick on that pig.
If I'm okay, so here's a little devil's advocate. If I'm giving Evan not a full pass, not a Peterlin pass.
No.
We forgot to do that yesterday, by the way.
It's okay.
But we'll do it again next Monday. But if I'm not giving him a full Peterlin pass, but like the criticism of Evan of, well, he needs more shots and he needs to call for more shots. Well, the guards have to stop jacking up threes. The ball has to move for Evan to get those touches. Unless you have him unless you have him be a point center or a point forward.
Which is not what you're going to have him do.
Which doesn't make sense with the way Donovan and or Darius plays. If I'm thinking that about Evan, and Evan is your primary focal point on offense as a big, I kind of got to feel that same way about Jarrett, right? Because Jarrett doesn't have the same tools in the tool bag that Evan does. He has some moves in the post, but like if Evan's, it's a trickle-down effect. All right, if Donovan's taken a lot of shots and then Darius is scooping up what's next, and I don't even have enough for Evan Mobley, offensively at the very least. Like, how can I, like, now granted, you can then say, well, then he just has to be X more dominant on the defensive side of the ball.
Well, or also clean up the glass too, which he didn't really do in the final two games of that Pacers series.
Okay, but the Cavs did just annihilate the Pacers on the rebound side of things, especially on the offensive side of the glass.
I know, but that's where Jared thrives. He usually gets, he's a walking double-double, and in the final two Pacers games, what do you have, I think four and then two?
That sounds right, but I'm not looking at the box score right now.
That's okay.
But, I mean, I don't think Jarrett or Darius are just naturally tough players. They're tough in the way of, I do think Darius played through some injuries, but they're not big, strong players. And so I do think in the end what Channing's getting with, at least with Jarrett, is that there's just a finite amount of different ways we can do this with Jarrett and Evan together. Man, I don't know. It's so hard to just be like, well, he's a nice guy. At some point you're knocking a guy for being a nice person off the court.
Yeah.
When you bring in, oh, he's a really nice guy.
Well, what I think what's happening is we're trying to figure out why this team is so different in the postseason than the regular season. And I think guys like Jarrett and even guys like Darius, I think they're just easy to point to because you can statistically see how they just don't come up nearly as big as what we saw them in the 64-game stretch.
Oh,
64 wins.
A little bit of Ohio State transfer news here.
Okay.
As Houston Christian transfer quarterback Eli Brickhandler has committed to Ohio State.
Would you call him Brickhandler?
That's his name.
Sounded like an offense for some reason.
Brickhandler. Maybe that's also what we would call Donovan Mitchell.
Yeah, you know how some...
In game four of the playoffs. Hey, did somebody step on a duck?
Someone step on a duck?
Hey!
You know,
some sinker.
You know, some names come from what the profession was. Like back, like, you know, what was that? That 1,000 years ago? So yeah. You should just be whatever your profession was your
like
last
Smith.
Name. Yeah, exactly right. Yeah, and I want to know how Brick Handler just made it all the way down so many years.
Not Brick Layer.
No, he's
not
just a
brick forger.
He just handles the bricks.
He's like a brick middleman.
I'm thinking about the guy that takes the brick from one side to the other. That's him. He's the Brick Handler.
Hey, Tim, I got your bricks over here. Can you help me lay these? I'm sorry.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Sorry, the name's Brick Handler.
I don't weigh the brick. I just handle
it. Yeah,
the brick.
I don't
care of your schmeckle.
I mean, the name is what the name is here, okay? Like, I don't cross those lines. I'm a pro-union guy, Cap. You got to believe me. 216-474-0092. Is Channing Frye right about Jarrett? I'll ask you that. Just rip it off. Is he right about Jared Allen?
To a degree. I think he went way too hard. I don't think he has to be that hard on him. But he's not wrong about the idea that in the postseason, Jared Allen's been different than what we saw in the regular season.
I think it's funny that Channing was also like the nicest guy. Like some of the things you could say about Jarrett were things that people said about Channing early in his career. Not I've ever said them because that dude would wholesale
Maybe that's how he knows, though. Maybe that's how he knows. Maybe he's doing.
He sees some of himself.
Yeah, he's doing some self-reflection of like, I used to get this criticism, and this is how I know that he messed this up because I wasn't able to do it because I'm too nice of a guy.
It feels like we're like 5 minutes away from Jarrett and Channing having a, it's not your fault, J.A. conversation.
And poor Jared, everyone just comes for him. You want to get him rid of him out of the core four, and then Channing comes after him this way. It just, the man can never just buy a break.
Why are you tying what I've said in with what Channing has
said? Oh, that was a season-long struggle.
No, we just got DeAndre, and DeAndre was more important to the Cavs than Jared was. The CLE3 becomes the core four with DeAndre Hunter. John Fanta talks about, do you run it back if you're the Cavs in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.